It's good to be back with you and to be sharing this time with you. I always enjoy my time over here. You are a vibrant, alive, full congregation of good people. Great people, maybe even. But I want to know something. Is there anyone here from Vermont? You're from Vermont? Okay, well, thank goodness you're female. Because I would have to apologize to any Vermont men. Because, you know, they're noted for being very brief in their verbiage, in their words. And so I want to just give you a couple of examples of that. There was a man from Texas several years ago who was visiting in Vermont, and he wanted to find out more about Vermont. So he stopped in this little town, and he saw a veteran type of man, an older man, sitting on a park bench. And he went over to him, and he said, have you lived here all your life? And the Vermont man said, not yet. Well, that didn't go so well, so he walked on further, and he saw another good Vermont gentleman sitting on a park bench, and he went over to him, and he said, any famous men born in this town? He said, nope, only babies. Now, the next one I'm going to tell you, I do not recommend this approach, but Vermont couple had been married a number of years, and they were sitting on the couch one evening in their home, and the wife turned to him and said, you know, you never tell me that you love me, and I miss that. And he said, look, on the day we got married, I told you I love you. If I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. I do not recommend that, men. Do not use that approach. Not good. But finally, the last one is the gentleman from Texas gave up on the little town and talking to men there. So he started driving out in the countryside, and he saw an old farmer leaning against a fence post. And so he decided to stop and talk to him. So he said, sir, I see you have a farm here. How big's your farm? And the Vermont man was kind of proud that he had 9 acres on his farm. And the gentleman from Texas said, 9 acres? He said, my spread in Texas is so large that it takes me a whole day to drive my truck from one side of my spread to the other. And the old Vermont farmer stroked his chin and he said, yep. I used to have a truck like that, but I got rid of it. Well, you can see Vermont men are fun. Okay, you're a good responsive group. I can see that very, very well. But I'm going to give you a test now to see how smart you are. And you have to answer the question out loud. And if you don't know the answer, just be quiet. That'd be all right. But if you know the answer, please say it out loud. How many wheels does a bicycle have?
Two.
Very good. Well, I was a little hesitant there. Some of you are kind of not sure, maybe. Okay, two. How many wheels does a tricycle have?
Three.
Very good. How many wheels does a unicycle have? Very good. Okay, you passed. Remember that a unicycle has one wheel. And we are Unitarian Universalist. The uni in our name, as Unitarian Universalist, means one. Okay. Remember that now throughout the sermon. And you will have the message. We live in a time when there is a lot of division going on in our country, and we are very, very aware of that. The solution to that division is found in the title of the sermon today. All is one, everything is relative. That's all you need to remember. You can forget the rest of what I say, but remember that. You can carry it with you. All is one comes from Eastern wisdom traditions, religious traditions like Buddhism and Taoism, but other wisdom traditions of the East. That's a mantra of that wisdom tradition. All is one. Now, that doesn't mean homogeneous sameness, that we're all exactly the same. But instead, it means there's a dynamic interplay between everything in the universe. We are all interconnected. We are all a part of one another. And not only a part of one another as human beings, but we are a part of the animal kingdom. In fact, we are one of the members of the animal kingdom. We are mammals in the animal kingdom. We are connected not only to the animals, but to the plants, to the trees, to birds, to insects, to the air, to the oceans, and on it goes. We are all a part of one another. All is one. And what happens to one affects all the others, all the other parts. But what's going on in our country is not brand new, but it has reached a new level of divisiveness. And what has happened is dualism, not unity, not universalism, not Unitarianism, but divisive dualism. And it's tearing us apart. Dualism divides everything into two extremes, and that's all there are. You're either good or you're bad. You're either friend or foe, one or the other. Those are the two choices you have, dualism. They're either winners or losers. There's either human or divine. When you die, you either go to heaven or hell. Those are the only two choices now. You have to remember that. They're either makers or takers. And on it goes, dividing everything into two. And of course, when you say there are two choices, good or bad, obviously we are part of the good. And they are part of the bad. It's always that way. Nobody's going to say, well, there are two choices. You can either be good or bad, and we're bad. No. You're either a winner or a loser. Well, we're losers. No. You can see how divisive it is. And what it creates is a judgmental spirit. It creates this attitude of, I can decide who's good and who's bad, who I'm going to be for and who I'm going to be against. Part of this divisiveness in the political realm in our country is that we only have two major political parties, two choices, Republican or Democrat. And obviously, they are at odds with each other. Those are the basic two choices you have in our country. And of course, each one thinks we are good, they are bad. And it can be so strong in that attitude that they are so bad that the end justifies the means. In other words, they're so bad we cannot have them possibly be elected, so we can do anything we can think of to win and not let them be in office. And it creates all kind of ugliness in our country and all kinds of divisiveness in our country and beyond, spilling out into our world. But this judgmental attitude is so harmful and is doing so much harm that we need to be reminded that all is one. And that's the job of Unitarian Universalist. It's in our name. We need to be the voice in our country, and we need to raise our voice, and we need to make our voices heard, that all is one. We're all in the same boat. We're all in this together. We only have one world in which we live. There's no planet B. There's no other choice of where we live. And if we mess up this world, if we let it deteriorate, and we mess up our relationships with each other and our relationships with the earth, we're all going to be losers. I like this little ditty that kind of expresses something about how we can look at each other. And here's how it goes. There's so much good in the worst of us and so much bad in the best of us that it doesn't behoove any of us to try to judge the rest of us. If we remember that, there's not just good or bad. There are all kinds of gradations. There are all kinds of people in this world. And that's the strength of who we are. E pluribus unum. One from many. So we want to be the voice that rings the bell. Maybe that's a mixed metaphor. That rings the bell and says, all is one. We are one together. We can help people remember and learn this by looking at nature. Nature is very generous in what she produces. For example, trees. It could have happened that there are only two kinds of trees in the world. Two choices. Let's just say pine trees or hemlocks. And that's it. No other trees. No other kinds of trees. Well, I would imagine those trees would get jealous of each other. They'd start arguing about who's the best and which tree is really the good tree. And that could become pretty nasty if trees could fight. Flowers? What if there were only two kinds of flowers? Say daffodils and pansies and no other kinds of flowers at all. What a dull world and bland world that would be. And you could go on and on. Variety. Nature loves variety. And variety is the spice of life. Right. Nature created a variety of species. A variety of human beings, not only different colors, different heights, different color hair, different everything. Many, many kinds of variety of human beings, not just good ones and bad ones, friend or foe. And we need to kind of remember that we're all together, great variety, which is good. We wouldn't want it any other way. We wouldn't want a world with only two choices of everything that there is in the world. And that's why it's so important to proclaim over and over again in whatever way we can, wherever we are, we're all in this together. We're all on the same planet, in the same boat. Unitarian. Universalist. The other part of the sermon is this. Not only is all is one, but everything is relative. Now, I've done some study on Einstein's theory of relativity, and I'm going to explain it to you now so that you will understand. I think this is really important. Are you ready to learn his theory of relativity? Okay, here it is. Everything is relative, period. That's it. Now, the books and books and books have been written on this subject, but that's what it all boils down to. What Einstein was saying, everything is interconnected. Everything affects everything else in the whole universe. And he gives all kinds of evidence to support that understanding, that the universe is interconnected. everything is relative to everything else. Just for an example, let's start with the largest thing we can picture that's a part of the universe, and that's galaxies. Each galaxy has billions of stars in its galaxy. And there are millions of galaxies in the universe. That's huge. But the interesting thing about those galaxies is they have an ongoing dance with each other. They're all moving. None of them are just sitting there. They're all moving in concert with each other, affected by each other's movements. And it's happening constantly and continually. Every galaxy is connected in some way to the motions and activity of the galaxies around it. And this is true throughout the universe. Every galaxy is relative to the other galaxies. But let's go the other way. Let's think of something tiny, 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 like a cell, a single cell. Our bodies are made up of millions of cells, each of our bodies. And those cells are all interacting with each other. They don't just stay independent, alone, but they interact and they help each other. If you've got a gash on your arm, the cells right around that gash would immediately go to work to try to heal your arm. They would form a scab to protect your arm from infection and to aid the healing process. They would start working together to knit your skin back together so there's not an open gash for the rest of your life. They would start working together. But not only that, they would send a signal to other cells in your body which would come and assist in the healing process of your arm. These little cells, millions of them in your body, all working together, all interacting with each other on your behalf to keep you healthy and alive and going. So Einstein certainly had it right. Everything is relative. And we see that all around us. Listen to your mother. You know, mothers are always right. Isn't that correct? Yes, I thought at least half of you would say that. So, who's your mother? Mother Nature is our mother. And she is teaching us that all is one and everything is relative. Listen to your mother. So that's the call for each of us. That's part of what Unitarian Universalism is all about. One. Being one. Being interacting with each other. Knowing that we're all one. And everything in the universe is one. And everything in the universe is interconnected. Everything is relative to each other. We affect each other. We support each other. We care for each other. Sometimes we hurt each other. But we're always affecting the atmosphere around us. It happens within a congregation, a church. We can make our church a better church, a happier church, a fuller church, a live church. Or we can kind of grumble and be gloomy and bring the atmosphere of the church down. It happens in a community like Hendersonville. It happens in a county, a state, a nation, and in the world. And we Unitarians, Universalists, we need to set the pattern. We need to let our voices be heard. Live it. Proclaim it. Own it. All is one. Everything is relative. And when people try to divide us, when politicians try to divide and conquer and have us turn against each other and try to turn against other nations and other peoples, We need to resist that with all of our strength and energy. We need to be the people in our midst who love one another, love nature, love life, and know that all is one and everything is relative. So may it be. Thank you.